food, right, such as your fruit, your vegetables, your nuts, your eggs, etc., can be some of the easiest ones, you know, to know exactly what you're taking into your body when you consume those, because it's pretty obvious. But sometimes we consume other foods, right, that are prepackaged, that we buy in the stores, and they've got various ingredients in them, and sometimes we hardly even know what's inside that little package of the ready mixed what that we love so much. And so Ria, the cooking dietitian, is with me in studio to help us just understand, you know, how can we read these labels so that we keep a very close eye into what we put into our bodies. Ria, welcome to the Daytime Break.
Hello, Zintle, and hello to all the listeners at home. Thank you so much.
It's good to have you here.
Yeah.
Listen, just by way of introduction, I said you're Ria, the cooking dietitian.
Yes,
for those who are wondering, what exactly do you do?
So, Ria, the cooking, and her roles keep increasing. So I'm a dietitian who's a chef. I run a catering company, and I work as a nutrition educator with brands.
Yes.
So I'll create recipes for brands. I will help brands educate their end users about their products, their benefits, the versatility of their products. So I'm like a nutrition food guru. I talk about food, everything around food, nutrition, health, how to become healthy, affordable nutrition, etc. I'm that girl.
I absolutely love the last few words that you mentioned. How do you eat healthy, affordable nutrition?
Because
my first question was going to be, a lot of us say that eating healthy is expensive.
Yeah.
Is it expensive?
No.
Okay.
There's this misconception that healthy eating is expensive, and mainly because we have westernized healthy eating, and we think the only way you can achieve healthy eating is through the Western diet, eating foods that we're not familiar with, things that we don't even know how to cook and prepare, and those are very expensive.
So that's
where we get it wrong.
Okay.
Yeah.
Give us a few grocery shopping tips.
Okay, grocery shopping tips. The fresher the better. Buy things that are in season. Buy things that you are familiar with. Limit buying things that are overly processed. Don't buy things because you heard from somebody that this is great and it can help you to lose weight or do whatever. If you know that you are trying to limit sugars, then don't buy sugary things. I always say, if you don't have it in your house, then you can't eat it. So that will also help reduce cost of grocery shopping. So the fresher, the better. Buy things. If you know that when you buy too much things, too many fruits and veggies, and they get spoiled, then you rather cut it up and say, I'll buy every second or third day so that there's no reduction in food waste. Because that's another thing. It becomes expensive because we end up throwing away so much of our food items.
So those
are some of the tips around grocery shopping.
Okay, cool. So now, you know, as I said in the intro, we live in times where, number one, people are busy, right?
Most definitely.
Sometimes it's easier and quicker to just buy the ready mix of something, put it in the oven, put it in the microwave, or just quickly mix up ingredients and there you go, right? It's the kind of food that lives in our shelves for quite some time. How do I even get to know what's in it, right? Because usually we just look at things like flavor. I'm like, oh, beef, it's the one I like.
Yeah.
Is it hot or mild? I just take it.
Yes. So South Africa is becoming a nation that is over consuming processed foods.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at our history, that is not who we are.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, due to the lifestyles that we're starting to lead, things are hectic. We're always moving. And so we end up now relying on things that are convenient.
Correct.
And I always say to clients, to customers, to people that I talk to, is that if you take a packet of something that's ready made and you look at it, something that's processed ready made, if you look at the packet of ingredients at the back and it's just jargon that you can't even read, then that tells you that is overly processed and it can't be good for you. Yeah, that is the number one key to know. If something has a lot of additives, a lot of chemicals that you don't even know what is this now, then you know that you are moving away really from more natural food and to just processed food. Chances are the nourishment in that thing is very little, because what is it? What are those mitha, whatever that you're reading there, that you can't even know? You have to Google what chemical is this and what is it added for? So the less ingredients on a packet, the better. And if it's just something like, let's say you are buying something like maybe like processed, like quick mash or something, like for example. And if it just says like mash flavoring and things like that, where it's just like limited 4 or 5 things, then you know you're good. It's a bit better, but you still know that a whole food, like buying potatoes, peeling, washing and cooking, boiling them at yourself at home, will be better. But if you are stuck in a point where you just need something quick, I mean, it's better to just look out for ingredients that are packaging that has less ingredients. Okay. The less, the better. Yeah.
So that's the first tip. The less ingredients, the better. The more you can read and understand what the ingredient is the better.
Yes, please. Because once there's too much jargon, scientific, chemicals, additive, preservatives, then you know that literally you will not be getting much nourishment from that item.
So what are some of the like most important ingredients to look out for? Like, for example, is it how much sugar is...
Items on the ingredients list are listed according to the contribution. So the biggest ingredient will be labeled as number one.
Okay.
Yes. You know how spices, let's say like your barbecue spice. If you pick up a barbecue spice packaging, the first thing that you'll see at the back is salt. The first ingredient is always salt. Most of the spices, most of the stocks, are generally high in salt. And that's why when people, when we give advice around healthy eating, we always say limit the use of spices and beef stocks and things like that. Because one person in a stew, you'll add your beef stock, you'll add your steak and chops, you'll add your beef, barbecue, whatever, and then you will still add salt for some people. And at the end of the day, it's an overconsumption of salt. And that's why in South Africa, generally, we are seeing an increase of non-communicable diseases like your high blood pressure, your diabetes, because we are consuming, unconsciously over consuming items that, because when people think about salt, they think about the salt that they only add into their food products. But bread has salt. Something simple as bread already has salt. And when they say limit your salt intake to about 3 teaspoons, we're not talking only about the salt that you are adding, not just the table salt. We are also factoring in all the salt that is in the hidden products of these overly processed items that we are consuming. So, so when you, a packet ingredient, it's ordered according to whatever is in the highest percentage in that product will be number one. So for example, like lemon and herb seasoning.
Yeah.
You find that the lemon or herbs is like the 5th or 6th item. There are these sachets, these ginger sachets that people, ginger tea or something like that people like to take during winter.
Oh my word, I'm a culprit, I've taken those.
Literally, it is, I think it's 70% sugar. If you look at the packet, it's literally at the back. It's 70% sugar. I think the ginger is like the 4th, 5th item, and it's like 1% or something like that. It's literally split. It's nicely split up into percentages, and it tells you when you are drinking that all you're drinking is just sugar.
So you're right. We're guilty of just looking at flavor and thinking, okay, it's chicken, it's beef, it's cheese.
Definitely.
Meanwhile, there's just a whole lot of salt or a whole lot of sugar or a whole lot of...
Without you knowing.
Without us knowing.
Yes.
So I like that, Ria. In summary, you said the most ingredient is at the top.
Yeah, it's listed number one. When it's ingredients... If it starts off by salt, just know that majority salt will be about maybe 40-50% of whatever you have bought. If it's given number one, then the order, the further away it is in the order, the least.
Yeah. Yes. It's in the package.
Yes.
Oh, my word.
Yeah.
So check that when we read our... And then, like you said before as well. So we check the order of the ingredients. It tells you what's in there, the most and the least. And then... The less ingredients, the better?
Of course. Then the more natural it is.
Yeah, the better.
The more you can't read the jargon, just know that it's overly processed.
Okay. Ria?
Yeah.
Straight to the point. Thank you so much for that.
Got it. Thank you.
We'll catch up again next week.
Thank you so much.